Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, comedian Paul Taro in studio. We're linked up to his stuff on the radio station website. On the phone, Scott Haney, Channel 3 weather guy. Good morning.
Tired of seeing it's all the way it's going, the way it's on it.
Who's way to toner?
This is the longest song in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you loved it.
It's 5 minutes.
Yes.
It's like, everybody take lunch. All right, we're going to put the song on. Right. It's like Stairway to Heaven.
It's a bathroom song.
It is.
By the way, AJ has
a bathroom song.
AJ has an issue going on right now.
Well, yeah, you ever take that one sip of coffee, Scott, and your body says, uh-oh.
Yes, I know. I've been there.
I'm going through uh-oh right now, yes.
Oh, boy.
Was it around 6:30, 6:20?
Between 6 and 6:30.
Yeah, we were on the air. Yeah. He took the sip, and I saw his eyes go, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's like, brrr.
Uh-oh.
Your stomach goes, brrr.
Yep. But I'm surprised you're even still sitting there.
So far, so good. I'm standing, actually. White knuckles.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Yes.
That's very funny. How are you guys? How was your vacation?
That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, went to Vegas.
You did?
Yeah. Young Chaz lives out there. Had a great time.
Yep.
Rented out a Shelby.
Yep.
Drove it hard out in the desert. It's really interesting driving through the desert because I can't remember the last time I was anywhere on this planet and it felt like I was the only person on the planet.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you're driving through the desert, you're like, wow, we haven't screwed this place up yet.
Right.
This is what it was.
Yeah. And if something goes wrong, I'm screwed.
There's that too.
That's my only thought. If this car breaks down right now, there'll be a skeleton on the side of the road. Right.
And a shoe.
They say he almost reached that oasis of water. It was just over the ridge.
He's 10 feet away from a pond.
Right. They're like, why did you just call? There was a phone over there. You went the wrong direction, you idiot. Yeah. You just started to die, you dope.
Is he walking through?
Well, that's so funny that you were in Vegas because not last night, but the night before, I dreamt that I won $500,000 in a casino.
Oh,
whoa.
Nice dream.
And then last night, I dreamt that I hit a slot machine and the quarters just kept pouring out and pouring out. And that's two nights in a row that I've dreamt that I've been in a casino and I've won money.
So where are you going
tonight?
Ruth,
can you look up winning money in a dream?
Yeah.
What does that mean? God, I hope it means some good fortune.
It means you're paying taxes.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. There was also rice involved. Like the slot machine was spitting out rice.
Okay.
Cooked rice.
Rice.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
And then babies started coming out. What'd you eat before you went to bed?
So wait, the coins started first?
Yes, and then rice came out.
Huh. Like, congratulations, like at a wedding, they throw rice at you, I'm guessing, right?
Maybe, exactly. Perhaps, right? I don't know.
Right. Could be that.
Or you bought everybody dinner at a Chinese restaurant. I have no idea.
Who the hell? Yeah. I don't know what the heck's going on, but I'm thinking I got to get to a casino.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Yeah, I'm looking up.
Yeah. What does money mean?
It's either you're due or you should stay away from a casino.
Oh.
Okay. I thought I had a dream lady on my phone that I could call.
I guess I'll stay away from the casino.
We don't know yet. No, that was Andrew's speculation.
The internet says that it could indicate a strong sense of self-worth if you're dreaming about receiving money.
Did you get that, Ruth?
Right. I got something a little different. It says winning money in a dream is usually a sign of good luck. However, it can also have connotations of being lost in life.
Huh.
Lost in life, it certainly qualifies me.
That's depressing. Thanks, Ruth.
That is...
No jackpot for you!
Isn't that just what the brain would do to you, too?
Yes, it would. Yep. Yep. Watch this.
Now, listen to me.
I mess with his head.
Listen to me. I will not be with you next week or the week after. I will be joining 3,000 other gay men on my cruise.
Wow.
Well, it looks like you have hit the jackpot then.
Boom.
Exactly. Maybe that's what that means.
Cue up the weather girl.
It's like,
it's raining.
Jackpot. Yeah, right.
It's raining, man. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Right
said, it's raining, man.
Welcome to Right Said Fred. How are you doing? Wow. Look at you, see?
Well, we figured that dream out. We didn't need any professionals.
Things all shiny coming out. Nice. That was good.
Jesus.
Yeah. You know, trying to call me in next Friday, I might be up.
Okay, we will.
What shape?
Yeah, if I don't answer, I apologize.
Right.
What is this, a cruise? Is it, what is it?
Yeah, it's a cruise. 10-day cruise.
Wow.
Wow.
We're going to Mexico. I'm a little worried, but right. I think things will be okay.
And, okay.
The room falls silent.
Because of the tourists, or not, right.
Yeah, no, there's
just stay on the boat.
There have been issues there, especially in the news this week.
Yes.
Where four Americans crossed the border, and one woman was going to get a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
And all hell broke loose. I think the cartel thought it was somebody else.
Right.
And then they just started firing. They took them. It was brutal video to watch.
Right.
Horrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Two of them dead. The other two returned. It was this military operation to get them back. The cartel, afraid of whatever response the Mexican or American governments were going to have, said, hold it.
Issued a
Here's
note
an apology note.
Right.
Apology an apology note,
note
from a cartel.
Right.
And then
we're very sorry.
Then they
hand the guys
sorry
over
I was late for work. Like, note.
And didn't they hand the guys
they
over
They handed
too?
Over five of them.
Yeah.
Now you think they're the five.
Right. Right. The expendable ones.
Yeah, they're the five that was like, yeah, all right, let's get
right,
rid of
we need
these
the
five.
Other guys. When you guys are going to go?
Well, you'll be on a ship.
Yeah. So stay on the ship.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to Cozumel. I don't think we're going to have any problems.
Cozumel?
Yeah.
That's a nice place. That's a nice place. Right. You know, the one thing they do very well
doo-doo.
In all of these places.
The water makes a doo-doo.
Is do you have doo-doo on the mind?
I do.
They
stop with your doo-doo.
Don't give me that doo-doo.
What are you doo-dooing?
Yeah, a bunch of caca.
They protect those tourist places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
their meat potatoes.
Fiercely.
That's their roast con pollo. Yep.
Exactly.
We went on a classic rock cruise, which was really cool. There were a bunch of classic rock bands on one boat.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds like fun.
Always three stages going. And then, you know, they pull into port wherever. Then you could buy excursions or whatever. We bought this excursion on a boat, just a small group of people. And we went out, and it was like this beach, and they cut up fruit for you and make you drinks. And it's just you, private beach time.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
beautiful.
Okay, great, nice.
Nice.
So I go, and then I'm there, and I'm like, you know, I got to go pee-pee.
Right.
Where do I go pee-pee? And I go up those stairs up there, and then just don't go too far.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So I go up the stairs, and there's a guy holding a machine gun.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Like, I hope he's with us.
And you pee-peed right there, right?
Oh, I poo-pooed and pee-peed.
I poo-pooed and pee-peed.
Yeah.
The guy's like, oh, my God, what the hell is that?
I was like, please be with us. Because
right.
if not, this is it. This is my story.
Right.
It ends right
this
here.
This is it. This is how I'm going out.
What's the stage fright like on that one? You got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, no, that sounds like a good trip. Scott Haney, Channel 3 on the show, and comedian Paul Taro in studio. Scott is leaving for vacation, so we'll probably talk to him next week, but it'll be hungover from a cruise ship room.
Or still drunk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're still going.
Friday morning when you call, I will still be in the hotel room. We will not have boarded the ship yet. We board at like 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Well, the storm.
But I'm staying in a fancy hotel. It was like ridiculous amounts of money for
nice.
One night.
What's ridiculous?
It was $460 for the night.
Right.
And then taxes and fees were another $250.
Wow. You see, Motel 6 for me.
So it was like $700 for a night. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They'll do that in Vegas. They, you know, there's some kind of like tourist or out of towner. It's like, what do you think I need a hotel room for?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't live here.
It's like, if I live down the street, I would just drive home.
Exactly.
It's like out of state.
Oh my God. I'll sleep in my car.
Service fee. Like out of state. We're all out of state.
Right.
I think it's called the Victor.
You know, it'd be cheaper just to rent a motorhome while you're there and just sleep in that.
Exactly. Or buy a motorhome.
Right. One of the two.
Yeah, I stayed at the Encore in Vegas.
Oh.
I stayed with Chaz this time, but the first time I went to the Encore, there's just something about staying in a nice hotel.
Yeah.
It makes you feel fancy.
Right.
It does. Make you feel, you know, you're on vacation.
You're on vacation. This is the whole point.
Fancy.
You work to have a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are you going with?
I'm going with my friend Eric, who I met on Fire Island. He and his partner unfortunately split about, well, they've been splitting up for about the last year and a half, 2 years. So they finally called it. It was a long goodbye. They finally called it quits. And Eric was like, he's like, you going on that cruise? And I said, yeah. He's like, you know, he's like, do you have room for one more? And I was like, as a matter of fact, I do. Because I was going solo with I was joining Paul and his partner, Matthew. They invited me to come on the cruise.
Paul is your ex.
Right. You're gonna be
Paul's my ex.
Yeah.
Yes. I was going to be the third wheel, so now I don't have to be the third wheel.
Look at that. See?
That's so wild.
Get all four wheels.
I'm still fascinated by the whole you hang out with your ex and you hang out with your ex with his new partner.
Yeah, an ex becomes an ex for me.
I'm that caveman like, yes, we have, we're done.
Severed bonds and bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yep. It's hasta la vista, baby.
I go around, I'm old Christine and he's new Christine.
Yeah, no. I never got that. Folks who are like friends with their exes, like, really?
Yeah, to see if there's kids that bring
If you have to, yeah.
That's different.
Right.
And then this Eric guy, 30-something years, and what happened?
I don't know what happened. His partner, Tim, decided he wanted to, see other people.
Wow.
I was like, you've been together for 32 years, and now you decided you want to see other people?
That's wild. You would think after 30-something years, you've gone through,
everything.
Everything. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good. We're good. We're good. You know?
Wow.
And Eric was, completely cool about the whole thing. I was like, God bless you. He's like, that's what he wants. He's like, I have to respect his wishes. I was like, okay, I'd be pissed.
Valium helps.
Yeah.
No.
How old is Eric?
My age, about 58, 50, okay. 57, 58.
A tough place to start over again. But
I know, it's very, I know.
Good way to go,
you
know, hey, let's go on a cruise with 3,000 gay men.
Exactly. Smart.
Exactly. Report. You never know. You never know who you're going to meet or what you're going to do.
How do you know all the men on this ship are gay?
Yeah, right?
Well, if they're not, they're in for quite a surprise.
I got to tell you, if I'm going to go on a cruise ship, right. I want to go on a cruise ship with a bunch of gay men. Because, first of all, the buffet's going to be neat.
The food's going to be great.
Oh, right. God. The men's room's going to be neat.
Yep.
Are there literally no women on the ship?
There's like 15 women.
Okay.
Yeah.
15.
Right.
Out of 3,000.
Wow.
Yeah. There's very, very few women on this ship.
I walk into a men's room. I'm disgusted.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but there's got to be a rule. You're not a man unless you can get a paper towel into a friggin' garbage can. Can you just do that?
Right.
Do you have to drip water?
What are you talking about?
No, when you go to the men's room.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually heard, and I can't confirm this, but I've heard from a lot of my female friends that the ladies' bathrooms are actually worse.
I used to clean ladies' bathrooms, yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
No, sometimes it's really bad. Oh,
right.
Yeah. No, I've seen it.
No way.
I've seen it.
No way.
In disgusting ladies'
I've
rooms.
Seen it, yeah.
It's because of the hover sitch.
Yep.
Exactly, right.
All over the
seat. Right. Sometimes you get the extra point of the wind. Bemo.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's like, what the hell did you do over here? There's a silhouette in the toilet. You hit everything but the toilet. How did you do that? Yeah. I quit that job, by the way.
Okay, that I can see.
Yes.
I didn't think of that, but I'm guessing that the women are able to put a paper towel into the garbage can.
Oh, that they can do. It's what happens inside the box.
Oh, my God. It's so gross wherever you go. Guys just throw the paper towel, near the garbage can. Like, they did us a favor by throwing it near the garbage can.
Right. I'm in the vicinity.
That drives me crazy.
Close.
Totally drives me crazy.
I was just going to say the cruise ship's probably going to be very neat.
Yeah. And the buffet is
very
fabulous.
Neat. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they turn all the women's bathrooms into men's bathrooms.
That's great.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the wild.
So what do the women do?
Well, there's an occasional woman's bathroom every now and then.
Right.
But for the most part, they just become co-ed bathrooms.
Right. Wow, that's wild.
So no goat feeders on the wall. Boom.
That would actually be a funny movie, like a cruise ship of gay men and a bunch of pirates jump on.
Right. Why am I picturing a dance sequence?
I just think there's a lot of storylines here. Yeah.
Oh my
dancing,
God, that's
karaoke.
Funny.
Right.
The terrorists all of a sudden are well dressed.
Yo ho ho!
I mean, it's all stereotypical.
Yo ho ho ho!
The parents going, "What is wrong? What is wrong? What is wrong?"
Listen, I gotta go. The weather stinks.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So Milford Parade tomorrow. What do you think?
What time?
1 o'clock ish.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Don't worry about that.
Cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
You're good. All right. And
all right, we're gonna try you next week. But if we don't talk yet, have a great vacation.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right,
love you.
Tickets for Sound on Sound. Everybody on with a redneck moment story gets in the running for them. Anthony in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Hey.
All right, so,
Anthony.
So we started with a pair of skis and a couch. We attached the skis to the bottom of the couch. We cut out a couple of holes in the armrest so that we could put our beers in there.
Nice.
We attached the whole thing to the back of the truck. We got a couple of bungee cords and attached the bungee cords to the top sides of the couch, a little piece of fabric in there, so when we were getting pulled down the street, we could launch snowballs off of the back end of the couch.
Wow, you thought everything became like a tactical weapons couch winter thing. Nice.
Yeah, this was back in our high school days.
Wow. A redneck assault vehicle.
Right. That's awesome. Yes. Yep, and the snow is great. I've seen various versions of that kind of getup, but yours is innovative with the launching the snowballs.
The snowballs in the back, yeah. I think that was the key for us. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. But we had fun with it.
Yep.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Got to go build the next one.
And by the way, it's not the most redneck thing. It's everybody on is in the running.
Right.
Joe the Barber.
Redneck moment was on the way up to go see my buddy in Central Connecticut. The windshield wipers broke on my buddy's car. So we found speaker wire in the trunk of the car, and we attached it to the right side and the left side windshield wiper. And I was in the front seat. My buddy was in the back seat. And we did the wipers all the way up.
By hand.
Yes, you got two guys. No one can see the wires. You got two guys going like this.
Yeah. Why are their hands going up and down, Mommy?
We're on a mission to go party for the weekend.
Honey, don't look. Just look forward.
Just look forward.
They're in traffic. Sitting there.
Not a good look.
No.
Or that was Joe's excuse.
We need smoked windows now.
We were operating.
It's not even raining anymore. They're still doing it.
Right. It's sunny out. What are you doing that still?
I had that big Popeye arm when I got up to the college. I had a big Popeye
arm.
That's
my windshield wiper arm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Nothing else happened to you?
All right. Very good, Joe. Thank you. You're in the running for the tickets.
Yeah, so disturbing.
Andreas in Canton.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, what do you got?
Sound like a redneck.
So, grew up in Western Montana visiting my dad. We were living in New York at the time, but we show up with my toddler daughter and my dad's best friend, Mary, who's got an 18-pack of Natty Ice and a...
redneck champagne.
Three cans empty.
Nice.
Redneck champagne, three cans empty. And
what is it? She called it Nasty Ice. It's a beer.
Nasty, exactly, AJ. You got it. You know it.
Yep.
Natty Ice.
Yeah,
so,
nasty hangover.
She's got a cigarette.
It sounds like it's a weird way to say nasty ass.
That happens too.
God rest her soul.
It's brewed from the crack of your ass.
Sorry about that, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
She was beyond happy to see my little toddler daughter, Annalise, and wanted to give that New York girl a big old hug, and my daughter just turned and hid behind her mother.
That was bad, right?
Yeah, I think I missed something there.
There's a couple missing teeth in the moment, I'm sure.
Gotcha. Man.
Okay, right. Got it.
But she whistled and she talked. It was awesome.
Well, she had to open those cans somehow.
She did a whole Natty Ice theme song.
Scott in Wallingford, what's your redneck moment?
Yes, several years ago, I was in Maine at my brother's house. He had a 15-foot pile of wood and just debris. And decided to take a car and try to jump it.
Nice.
Several times.
Oh, this is
Duke Boys.
Dukes of Hazzard.
There you go. All you now, bro.
He told me that he disconnected the airbag, so when I jumped it, it nosedived into the ground. I thought he shot the gas tank out because it exploded. And, oh, that was just a bad moment.
Well, the airbag did kind of save your life.
Yeah.
That was like a bad moment.
Half a football field length, and I went over it a few times to pack it down, and this the last time it nosedived into the ground, and the airbag went off. It sounded like somebody blew the car up with a cannon.
How hard did it hit you?
There's still white powder on his face.
It saved your life, basically. If it wasn't there, you'd have been dead. You would have ate the windshield.
Yeah.
So it kind of did you a favor. Accidentally.
I had a memory of it for a few weeks when, because my arm was swollen from the airbag.
Yep. Airbags are fun. Not.
Yeah.
How did you right, think it was? All right. Thank you.
Took himself out.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 of Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. For Sound on Sound tickets, call in your redneck moment. Everybody on gets in the running. Sound on Sound.
Yep.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh. It'd be great.
Tickets went on sale yesterday. And they're going pretty good, by the way. Selling very good. Tom and Derby.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Just wake up.
Yep.
Okay.
So I got a redneck.
All right, hold on.
Moment.
I'm going to let you wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go on and do the show. Then we'll come back to you when you're up.
Yeah, don't move.
Nick and Wilkett.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. So before I was of legal drinking age, me and four buddies would go to Waterbury and get some drinks from a bodega. Come back to my house. We had two quads. So three people on one quad, two on another. We drove all the way back into the woods, you know, drank, got blitzed, had a fire. And then, you know, around 1 or 2 o'clock, we drive back. As we were driving back, me,
hold on, can I stop you there for a second?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like the perfect day, by the way.
It does.
No, I know. No, it's great. Yeah, it was fantastic.
You don't realize when you're young and you're doing these things,
yeah,
this is freaking awesome.
Right, you had me at quads.
And you're never going to do
quads,
it
quads, fire, bodega.
Right.
Oh,
couple
yeah
of cocktails near the
off
fire.
Off to the woods.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, carry on.
Yep.
So we, around 1 or 2 o'clock at night in the morning, drive back, and I was driving the quad with three people on it. And we end up hitting a turn and flipping the quad. And at the time, you know, we were all right. But the morning after, we were like, Jesus, what the hell happened last night? Rolled all over the place, broke the quad. It was a disaster.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. You all got up because you were all drinking. You're like, yeah, right, everyone's good.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
let's go.
Fine, yeah.
You bounced and you're drunk. That's why.
Exactly.
Then the next day,
exactly,
you're like, man, why do I, was I hit by a train? It's right, like, oh, yeah, I kind of
yeah
was.
Yeah, why is there
barely
a quad?
Remember.
Yeah. The quad.
Handlebars all bent, tires deflated. I was like, what? What happened last night?
Someone must have stolen.
Where was the other car at? They just drove straight past you and went home or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.
Well, that quad had no suspension at all, the other quad. And they were just, they couldn't stop. They had to keep going, so. They left us.
Right. That's what friends do.
Yeah, that's what they do. Just
keep
moving.
Every man for himself, yep, down there, man. Every man,
right,
for himself.
Go
exactly.
Yourself. Right. All right, Nick. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Glad you're okay.
Yeah, we think.
Comedian Paul Taro in studio, and we're linked up to his stuff on the radio station website. D-Rock.
Hey, what's going on, Chaz? This one's for you for being out west in Nevada. I used to live in Cali, and me and my girl went out into the desert in the Death Valley, right,
uh-huh,
to beat the hell out of my truck. So just going, we're off-roading, going over some dunes, and it's like 114 degrees out. We're hitting the bumps, we're beating the hell out of the truck, right? All of a sudden, the damn fan belt popped.
Right.
No fan belt. That means no nothing, no go.
Right.
So we had these hiking boots on with these fat red shoelaces.
Nice.
So here's where it gets redneck.
Yep.
We've been waiting.
You MacGyvered.
Oh, man, did I ever, man.
Time
it
to get a makeup.
It was,
yep,
bad.
Oh, I see. AJ got ahead of you here.
Yes.
Okay.
I was thinking it's either that or her pantyhose, one of the two.
Oh, man, it's too hot for pantyhose.
Right.
Four
so,
panties. But
so
anyway, tied up the shoelaces. Tied up the shoelaces all the way around.
And it worked.
Got that truck moving.
Right.
That was redneck,
it's,
man.
Because it's always good to go out in the middle of the desert where it's 114 degrees and beat the crap out of the only vehicle you had to get home.
Yeah. We didn't say they're
now,
smart moments.
Of, right.
Now, out of
these are the non-smart
I
moments.
Keep red shoelaces.
Yeah, when they find a pickup and two strips of bacon next to it.
That is,
yeah,
a cool,
no,
redneck moment. Because,
yeah, very cool.
You know, to think of that. I wouldn't,
yeah,
say, wow, the fan belt went. What am I going to do? Oh, look at this. I got shoelaces.
Exactly. It kicks in.
Wow.
Survival
shoelaces.
Mode.
Actually smart.
Works.
I don't know how,
yeah,
redneck that,
yeah,
is.
That's very,
it's
smart.
Yeah.
Clever.
Like, we want you on a NASA mission.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, Derek, you're in the running. Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
All right. Chuck in the car.
Hey, driving back to my land. My redneck moment's in process right now. Bought a car sight on the scene, a 71 MGB GT,
okay,
in Atlanta, driving it back. The brake lights didn't work, so I hooked up a switch, and now I have to hit a button by the gear shift to hit my brake light.
Nice.
My fan quit working, so I had to jerry-rig that, but the dangerous one was the steering wheel went wonky and pulled over, and one of the tie rods came out.
Oops.
So I was only steering with one tire. I was able to get it back in and lift down to a auto parts store and get a new part in. But I got 400 more miles to go.
This is going on right now as we speak?
Yeah, he said it's in progress.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Virginia, in Edinburgh. And I've broken down like four times already.
Does the horn work?
Miles. No.
It doesn't work. Do you pay a lot for this car?
It doesn't sound like it's worth the trip to get the car. I think we have junks here in Connecticut.
Well, no, the guy just rebuilt the complete car. It's got a complete new rear suspension on it.
Yeah.
But he didn't do any, never drove it.
Right.
So all the stuff that, the workmanship quality is
up. So you're making a list as you go along of the things you got to replace when you get back here?
Yes.
Go right to AutoZone. Yep, go right to AutoZone.
Try calling this guy.
I've been there three times already.
Nice. Hey, well. Well, good luck.
Good luck.
Fingers crossed.
All right, see you guys at the car show.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure I see you.
This car's not going to be at any car show anytime soon.
I think he'll do it. I think he'll do it.
It's 20 times better than my other MV that you guys seen at a car show.
Okay. And with the V6?
Yeah.
Yep, gotcha. Yep.
Yeah.
I know this is. Good luck. Good luck.
This one's at least one color.
You got a ways to go, man. Be careful.
It's one color. Well, that's good.
That's always important.
All right. Good luck, Chuck. Keep us posted. Comedian Paul Taro hanging out with us. He's doing comedy at the Comedy Loft at Town Parlor Pizza in Stanford. Is that tonight?
That's tonight, 7:30.
Nice.
Awesome. We're linked up on the radio station website. We're asking you to call in your redneck moment. Everybody on gets in the running for Sound on Sound tickets. Nick in Plainville. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So 23 years ago, my buddy buys a house. My house was always the party house. He got a old Nomad camper rotting away in his backyard. He wants to get rid of it. I'm like, dude, I'll turn that into a flatbed landscape trailer and put the quads on and everything.
Nice.
He's like, take it.
Yeah.
Right? So I drag it out of there, and the receiver was all rotten away and everything. So I just ratchet strapped it to the ball on the truck and towed it from his house and one side of Bristol all the way to Burlington.
Ooh.
On the other side of Burlington. Got it home, put it in my backyard where it sat for months.
Wow.
I made it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sitting in my backyard right next to a big, huge fire pit, and we all partied out there and fires and
cave.
Stuff. And, yeah, well, it was really bad inside, all rotted, everything. So we ended up spray painting a huge Confederate flag on the side of it where it's sitting in my backyard with this huge Confederate flag on it, and it was like one night drunk.
Well, back in the day, that meant like Dukes of Hazzard. Now,
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my whole. I had
a bit of a problem.
I'm a big Dukes of Hazzard guy. That's why I did it for the most part. But yeah. So I had an R1 painted like that too.
All right. Well, it sounds like this is all redneck.
Redneck tenement, yes.
Yeah. My whole life's pretty much redneck.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you're in the running. We don't have time to go through your whole life.
Not
you're
a bad
in
way
the
to
running.
Be. Yes.
Yeah. The towing part of it.
I thought for certain that's where the story's going to go.
I remember seeing cars being towed by rope.
Oh, yeah. We did
chain.
All the time. Yep. All the time we did that.
There's all kinds of laws against that now.
Yeah, you can't do it no
because
more.
Of us.
Yep. Thank you.
So you're welcome. Liz in Prospect.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
About 30 years ago, I had an old Mustang, and I used duct tape to keep the trunk down.
Nice.
I got hit in the rear, and my trunk went in lock.
Yep.
And I had to open it and then try to reclose it, ran out of duct tape. I used WPLR bumper stickers.
Nice.
To close thank my
you for,
trunk.
Thank you for proper usage.
There you great. Go. That's a classy all, way to go, huh?
All that promotional dollars just spent.
It's funny. I have seen quarter panels back in the day put together with PLR bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's like it's rotted from salt and sand, and they just plastered that quarter panel.
Yep. I've seen
it together.
I've seen wheel wells done with it. Yep. It works.
Very good. Thank you, Liz.
It does.
Nice.
You're welcome.
All right. Tom and Derby.
What's going on?
What's happening? You sound like you're holding in a hit.
I am.
All right. Cool. All
right. It's a good way to start a redneck story, by the way.
It is.
Smoking weed before 9 a.m.
So, Senator, what do you got?
On a Friday morning.
Hey, Fridays are my day off, so.
Cool. Good.
So about 7 years ago, I was taking my now fiance back to her house, to her ex, and I was in a white F-150.
Hold it.
And out of nowhere,
what was she to you, and you're dropping her off at her guy's place? What was going on here?
She was just my friend at the time, but okay. I was trying to get her away from him because he was not a good person.
Gotcha.
All right. I have a feeling this story has a lot of twists and turns. Why don't you start at the end, and then we'll work our way back. What's the punchline here? What's the redneck moment?
The redneck moment is my brakes gave out on the way back.
All right, now we got something.
And
okay.
We're in the middle of winter, and we just had a big snowfall, and there's snowbanks everywhere. So she's like, I'll just walk. I'm like, no, it's okay. I got this.
I got it.
I'll use a snow brake as brakes.
Right.
So we got three blocks that way before she decided.
You drove into the snowbanks to slow you down.
Like bumper bowling. Yep. You remember?
Exactly.
And the gutters.
It worked great. Yeah. She only made it three blocks before she was like, I'm going to walk. It's okay.
And now she's your fiance.
That was the whole point, wasn't it?
Now she's my fiance.
Wow, look at that.
And the twist is that the ex was the one who cut your brakes in half.
Right.
Yeah, actually, I believe he was. And he admitted to it and then denied it. And
nice.
Then, so.
Oh.
All right, Detective Paul over here.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Yep.
Tom's the guy about 20 minutes ago. I picked up the line. He was just waking up. Remember?
Yep. Yes.
Apparently, he wasn't just waking up. He was getting stoned.
We had no idea. Imagine that.
All right. Very good. All right. Your redneck moment. Michelle and Bethel.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Hello. What's your redneck moment?
My redneck moment is back in the day, my family and I, we used to go out to Orient, Long Island for vacation.
Orient Point, love it.
And, back then it was a lot of farmland. And we went to my husband's friend's house, Jonathan. He owned a farm. And we're sitting in the driveway waiting for Jonathan. And all of a sudden, three little kids, about five and younger, come running around the corner.
Out of the corn?
With their underwear on. And blood all over them. And I start freaking out. And come to find out, they were chopping the heads off the chickens. And the kids, that was their pastime of fun, of chasing the bloody chickens.
Oh, my God. Just buy toys.
What year was this?
Children of the Corn.
What century are we in here?
He wants you too, Malachi. He wants you too.
That's back when out east on the island.
Uh-huh.
That was, you were out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
Orient Point. There's Montauk Point. The other point is Orient Point.
Yep.
It's the other fork. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You were out there.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. You don't think of it because it's not too far from New York City, but man, it was like being in another world.
And those kids had the time of their life chasing those headless chickens.
Absolutely.
I wonder what those kids are doing now.
Surgeons.
I wonder if I've seen them on Netflix documentaries about serial killers.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Or they work for Purdue.
Right, one of the two.
Right.
Right. The barbers.
Big fans of Chicken McNuggets.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Michelle.
So Jonathan was so redneck that he came to our wedding and at the Stanford Italian Center with jeans on, and he stole the silverware.
Memories. He had to buy new chickens.
That's redneck.
Yep.
Redneck wear to a wedding,
yes,
jeans.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Michelle. You're in the running. Emmett in Newtown.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, we have a few seconds here.
What do you got?
Me and my brother hooked up a clay pigeon launcher to launch flaming tennis balls soaked in gasoline, and we were shooting them with a shotgun in the backyard.
That's awesome.
Damn.
I want to play with you guys. That's awesome.
You hit that ball, there's just flames everywhere.
I'll bring the natty ice, man. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. You fill the balls up with gasoline, too. They explode. It's super fun.
PBRs for everybody.
Now, it could go wrong, and you could die.
It could.
Man, it's a hell of a lot of fun.
Damn straight.